Oh, okay. We have Del, Al, and Brian, and somebody new, at Andrea on the piano. So let's just give them all some more love. Fabulous. Alan. What? I said Alan, didn't I? I didn't say Alan. I thought I did. Okay, Alan. Not yet. Not yet, Alan. Hold on. About halfway through. That was great, you guys. I had the privilege of listening to them put it all together this morning. But whoa, you guys did really good. Thank you, thank you. Alan, I know that you really work on that one. Thank you. You bless us. You bless us, all of you. What?
I see God.
Yeah, we see God, that's for sure. So I'm talking today about the consciousness that heals. And we've got to begin that conversation with the basics. And the basics are there is only one life, one power, one all-inclusive essence, by whatever name you call it. There's only one. And this power is everywhere, everywhere present in and through all things. We know this, don't we? If we've been coming here for a while, we know this. And this power lives within each one of us. Each of us is full of that overflowing with this love, this creative presence, this life force. That's what they just displayed here. Their creative essence and life force gave us the gift of their music and their sound. The consciousness of healing begins with our willingness to cultivate a relationship with this one power. Also, our willingness to allow, now hear that, to allow to this power, this one power, to be a basic experience of our everyday life and living. And so we really learned that, didn't we, from Reverend Lloyd Tupper, who came and gave us the Science of Mind textbook in 1 year. This has value. I don't know how many of you are doing it? Raise your hand. Good, good. Because it means daily. So a greater truth is awaiting each and every one of us as we wake up into our own awareness that this one power, this presence of love, lives and breathes within you and within me. But unless we work with it, unless we daily cultivate that in some form, whether it's reading the Science of Mind, whether it's taking the Foundations course that's coming up, right, Peter, this next month, or reading that book, 365 Days of Richer Living, it is available for each one of us to use. It's up to you how you will use this power. We must choose because we have free will. And the meaning of that free will is that the choice is yours, nobody else. That's good. However, to use this power as a healing consciousness, we have to each plug in to our divine connection that waits for us to choose it. Hear that. It waits for us to choose it. I don't know about you, but when I was in school, it would be, oh, pick me, you know. I never got picked first in volleyball or baseball, but I always made the team fun, so. It waits for us to choose it. Imagine electricity. It has existed since the very beginning of time. We as a civilization have learned to harness that power, and we have learned how to use it. Yes? We're using it now. Now imagine that you build a house. It's a beautiful home. You've been waiting for this for a really long time. and it's all wired up. It's got switches and receptacles, and it's ready to receive. And PG&E comes along and lets you know that they have turned the power on in your brand new home. You say, hallelujah. And you walk into your house, and you flick the switch, and nothing happens. Nothing happens. Now, there's power. It's coming from the power pole. The house has been wired, and yet you flick the switch and nothing happens. The electricity is there ready to serve you, but you haven't put in place any fixtures, a way for the electricity to express through. You forgot the light. You forgot the lamps. You forgot the ceiling fan. Now, I know you wouldn't do that, but just imagine that you did. It doesn't matter how much power is around us if there is no instrument for it to work through. Now, hear that. Doesn't matter how much power there is around us. Doesn't matter how much electricity. If we're not being an instrument for it to work through, if we're not plugging into that divine presence, it's going to, it just is. It waits for us. It waits for our willingness to connect and to plug in, for our divine self to be activated. Yeah, that song, let your light shine. You got to plug in to let your light shine. We too must plug in for us to light up to the truth of our being. We are each wholly perfect, wholly complete, living in the ever presence of divine love. We know that. But unplugged, we don't know then how consciousness heals. Because unplugged, we can't imagine that there is a power for good that we can use, is there? It's up to each one of us to give time to plug in daily into the power that is available to serve you. And that's why taking these classes, doing the reading every day is important, to give equal time to your divine self. It takes faith and trust in a greater power than the conditions and the history that has taken place in our lives. Taking on a healing consciousness takes commitment. We choose. We choose what will define us. So I ask you the question this morning. Will you allow the pain of your life or your history, that what has gone on before, to be your attention or your greatness, your divine self? Which one will you choose to define you? Only you can answer that. This is the question I believe we need to ask ourselves daily. So yeah, Alan's going to bring up our show and tell. Thanks, Alan. You're so good at that. Highly skilled. Okay. So here's our show and tell. We're spiritual beings and we're having a human experience. We all know that. But there's a line here that I've drawn that gives us choice. Now, in the human perspective, There's sickness, there's hate, there's old beliefs, there's pain, there's past events, there's poverty, there's alone, there's loss. You can name it, you know. They're bad people. I don't know. Relatives we don't like, anyway. You see? Because this is part of our human experience. It's normal, it's natural. And sometimes this human experience pushes us to the edge, doesn't it? And I believe that it pushes us to that point so that we say, oh, God, there's got to be something better than this. There's got to be something clearer and cleaner than this pain that I'm feeling. And then we have to say, lift me up to see the greater truth. Because of myself, I cannot see that. Anybody been there? Maybe just last week, huh? Because that's normal, having a human experience, because there are these things that ask us to be more than what we ever thought ourselves to possibly be. That's what this life's all about. It's not that it came here to be mean and bad. It came here to help you realize that beyond conditions, beyond situations, you are a valuable, treasured spiritual being, having a human experience. So why not use the light, the love, the glory of God to fill us daily so that we can walk in this, walk in whatever's taking place in our life from a place of being lifted up? Because you see, any one of these things or hurt or pain or somebody says something not nice to you hurts. And it hurts deep. But start to move yourself up, maybe to an elevation of 1,000 feet. Try 5,000 feet. Move a little further, 10,000 feet. How about 30,000 feet? Okay, we're now at 30,000 feet. Can you feel the elevation? We've all been in planes, yes? Now look down at what they said to you. How big is it? Ah, at 30,000 feet, that's not very big down there. I love looking out the window at the plane because everything looks so clean and clear and loving and friendly and kind and the big billowy clouds. That's what looking at life from 30,000 feet looks like, and that's where we need to be in a more regular time, regular basis, do you see? So all we have to do is say, Spirit, lift me up. And this, we have to make the choice to do that. And this plugs us in. And our freedom resides in that. Our love resides in that. Our happiness, our partnership, our good health, and our wealth. Everything exists in Spirit. It's there for us to use, to plug into. Can you tuck me off for a moment? Let me cough. Does this make sense to you? If it doesn't, then you want to stay for Joy's class afterwards, because she will explain it all. She'll say, well, I know Reverend Maggie isn't always clear, but I can be clear. Joy will be clear. Not only will Joy be clear, but she's going to give you more information that you never thought was possible. This. Okay, so it's the power of God that rises us up, raises us into that sphere of infinite wisdom and possibilities. But we have to call upon it. We have to ask it for it. We have to be open to it. We have to plug into it. We have to say that of myself, I do not understand what's going on. Every time I've come into a place of pain or discomfort in my life, I have to ask, what is this asking of me? What do I need to understand about this? It might be an old issue that needs my healing, that needs me to take to God. Okay, God, I'm willing to give this to you. Take this heavy thing from my heart. We all have beliefs like that. It's normal because we're having a human experience. And in human experiences, some people aren't very nice. Now, I know I'm always nice. We're going to unwillingly hurt people or be hurt. So we need to understand that that's a human experience, and I'm willing to step up. I'm willing to ask Spirit to lift me up into that greater truth of who I am, who you are. This is how we build our faith and our faith muscle. Our faith muscle and consciousness based on the belief that the creative spirit of life will and does respond to you directly. I guarantee it. It's up to you to individualize this power. And our founder, Ernest Holmes, says, it is impossible to leave God out of anything, for God means the very intelligence by which we understand the law of life, the very consciousness we use. It's the consciousness we use, so whether you know it or not, you're always using God. Because you are made in the image and likeness of that. So God is our electricity, our life force, our current of love, and our channel of healing in us as us. The Spirit is forever seeking self-expression through you. Will you allow it? Will you partner with Spirit for you, because it's there? Truth sets us free, and it's foolproof. So I'm going to invite us all to use it. The consciousness of healing is alive in you, and it's up to each one of us to claim it, to accept it, to anticipate the good, to live in the government of good, and I am guided by the Spirit of God. Listen to that. I live in the government of good, and I am guided by the Spirit of God. You can watch the news knowing that. Let's take that into prayer. So we just take that breath, and we give thanks. We give thanks for this knowingness that there is only one life, one power, one all-loving, all-embracing presence by whatever name, God, the infinite, the divine, the beloved. There is only one life, and it is uniquely and divinely expressing in and through and as each and every one of us, for we each are the beloved place where God shows up. We recognize that not only in ourselves, but we recognize that in each other. And we're all on the spiritual path of growth and unfoldment and recognition and revealing that the consciousness of healing lives within us, is our partnership with the divine. And that divine presence that is so alive within the center heart of our being is that healing essence of all things with God are possible. And so we allow the physical healings to take place, the healings of our relationships to take place, the healings that reminds us to be the love that God so loves us, to fall deeper in love with who we are as individual expressions of this one life, and to walk in that light and that love of God.